Every element of this sculpture suggests downward motion. The figure's face, spear, braids, and slumped back, the horse's head, and windswept mane and tail. James Earl Fraser has carefully composed End of the Trail to convey a sense of profound weariness. Curator Thayer Tolles.
Fraser grew up in the Dakota Territories. He spent time there as a child in the 1880s, so he was very aware of the plight of Native Americans at a time when the U.S. government was forcing them onto reservation land. And this was a subject that stayed with him throughout his career. End of the Trail met its high point in 1915 when it was shown in a great World's Fair in San Francisco. And a monumental version of this sculpture was shown in plaster, literally right up, looking over the Pacific Ocean. So really the end of the trail, the far, far western edge of this country. And at the fair, it was voted the most popular sculpture. It was an image in the 19-teens and 20s that was known by all.
To capitalize on the sculpture's popularity, Fraser cast smaller versions like this one in bronze and sold them to the public. The sculpture served as a metaphor for the devastating effects of advancing white settlement on Native Americans.